This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Ruchim Abam. I know the hour is a little bit late, so try to go through an inyan somewhat concisely. This is actually a practical inyan. I thought we were going to speak about the concept of minhag, but I don't have enough time to get in and out of that. But I want to talk about an interesting inyan. You know, if you look in the Gemara in Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara brought two opinions. The opinion of Rabba was that if Elio comes and says you can't do chalitza with a hard shoe, a sandal, we don't listen to him because the minhag is to use it. But if Elio comes and says you could use a minhag, we listen to him. That implies that until he comes, l'chadchila you should not. So Rabba's of the opinion, l'chadchila you should not use a regular shoe, a soft shoe. Rabbi Yosef's of the opinion, if Elio comes and says, don't use it, we listen to him, but until then we do. So Rabbi Yosef is of the opinion, you could use a minhag l'charchila. Rabbi's of the opinion, you shouldn't use a l'charchila. Now, what do we do? L'maisa, what do people use for chalitza today? So Tosfos, interestingly, in Menachos, weighs in on the halacha l'maisa of the sugya of chalitza. Tosfos could be found in Menachos Daf Lamed Beis, and it's Divrei HaMaskil Minhag L'Charchila. So Tosfos says there's a klal in Shas, Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef Halacha K'Rabba. And what does Rabba hold in our Gemara? Rabba holds in our Gemara that L'Charchila you can't use a minhag, because L'maisa, if Elio came and said you could, we would listen to him, but he hasn't come yet, so L'Charchila he can't do it. So L'chayro, it should come out. There's a klal, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Lachka, Rabba, except for Sada, Inyan, and Mechza, Ula, Rabba, in Chosman, L'Chachila. Nevertheless, the Tosfos, Achshav, Noegin, Lachlis, B'minol. Nowadays, we do use a shoe, meaning nowadays, we use a soft shoe and not a hard sandal. Why? So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, L'fi she'eino nebekin, B'sandal. We don't really know what this sandal is. So really, technically, the halacha should be like Rabba, and you should not be able to use the charchila. It's just we don't have an alternative. Inami b'milsa de ka'amri mishmei de achrini evshelach Rabbi Yosef. Here in our Gemara, it's not a machlokes Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba said this is what Rav Kahana said, and Rabbi Yosef said this is what. So they're not saying their own shita; they're saying what Rav Kahana said. So the klal that we always paskin like Rabba is only when Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are stating their own opinions, not when they're saying what other people hold. That's the second answer of Tosfos. Stam, it's a good yediya. It's an important yediya that we paskin like Rabba, and that Tosfos says that might not apply when they're not saying their own opinion, when they're rather quoting someone else. The Rush has a different take on this. The Rush says, V'ho'idna, ein sandal matzoi beinenu. So, it's a little different than Tosfos and Menachos. Tosfos and Menachos said, we don't know what a sandal is. And, in other words, we don't know how to make it, we don't know how to identify it. The Rush says, they're not available. A hard shoe. So that's similar to the first answer of Tosfos. The Rav Aaron Yaffin, who is the one who wrote the very extensive footnotes on the Ritva, if you've ever seen the Ritva on Yevamos, they're ginormous. The Ritvas on Yevamos are the biggest, fattest Ritvas. They're really big because they're annotated by Rav Aaron Yaffin. And he brings over here the Ra'avan, the Ra'avya. He says, the Ra'avya says, V'haminho shalonu tacha sandal shahoya bimeyam regilus lalach boy. It seems that what the Ra'avya is saying is that ein echinami. The halacha is you should use a sandal and you should not use a minhag. However, there's a reason for that. The reason why that's the halacha is that back in the day, a sandal was what they usually walked in. But nowadays, the minhal has transplanted, another has taken the place of their sandal. So in a chanami, really, Medina de Gemara, you should use a sandal, but our shoe that we call a minhal, has taken the place of their sandal. So we have a whole bunch of answers. We have the first answer of Tosfos and Menachos that they're not bekiyin in, we're not bekiyin in what a sandal is. We have the second answer of Tosfos in Menachos that they're not saying their own opinion, they're saying what someone else's opinion is. We have the Rush's opinion that we don't really know what a sandal is. And we have the Ravan, quoted by Rav Yaffin, namely that since we commonly use a minhal, it takes the place of a sandal. What would the nafgamina be? Let's say in a situation where there was a sandal, but most people go in a minhal. So if the reason is because we don't have a sandal, it's not matzoi, we don't know how to identify it, then you would have to use a sandal, even though most people use a minhal. And the Ravya is saying, well, no, it depends what, even if a sandal was available, well, we use what most people use. So there's the different shitos in the Rishonim. It's very interesting to see the way this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Tes, Tes Zayin, Tzarech Lecharchila Sheyehei Ha'ar Kasha Ktsas. The Shulchan Aruch is makvid to at least try to get some kind of sandal. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Samach Tes on Tes Zayin, Tzarech Lecharchila Sheyehei Kasha Ktsas Sheyedoy Mektsas Sandal. L'charchila, you need the hide to be a little bit hard, that it should be a little bit similar to a sandal. Interesting. V'yei Shomrim, says the Shulchan Aruch, some say, Shahatfira tia mivachutz, that the sewing should be on the outside. V'yei Shomrim, some say, mibafnim, the sewing should be on the inside. Kedei she'edoyim el sandal, in order that it should be somewhat similar to a sandal. V'yei Shomrim, some say, Shalai yehei beged or mibafnim. The tafruba, there should not be any kind of garment sewn inside. Yesh v'yesh oimrim, sha'oysa oysa mechaticha achas, kedei she'edoyim gam bazel sandal. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be bringing in a number of different qualities of a sandal that you should try to fulfill in the making of the chalitza shoe. And the Rama says, nah, it's not that important. Haga avol nagu lachas chiv amino shush tafru mi b'chutz. The minhag is to get a shoe and it's sewn on the outside like a minhag, not on the inside like a sandal. And v'gam shehu mishnei chatichos, and it's also made out of two pieces. Dahainu sha'atachton shalei korin sholya, it has a sole, hu chaticha acheres. V'gam mertzuis heim chaticha acheres. It's not all one piece. Basically, the Rama says, we're not so makbid, you could use what we consider a minhal. Vizor shalei or ala shal sandal meshucha b'shemen l'rachachai. Just make sure it's not oiled to soften it. So the Rama is not as makbid to try to fulfill some aspects of sandal. I just want to conclude that there's actually a sefer called Kuntras Chalitza, and it explains in English what the shoe of the chalitza looks like. He brings, by custom, a chalitza should resemble shoes that were worn in ancient times. The sole is somewhat hard. And look, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, but really, it sounds like we try to somehow be yoytze, the inyan of sandal. The top of the shoe runs up the ankle and part of the calf. Straps are sewn to the sides of the shoe near the sole. When the shoe is tied on, the straps cross the top of the foot and wind up the leg. The shoe is also secured with leather loops that slip over button-like knobs of leather. The loops are sewn to one side of the shoe and the buttons to the other. The shoe is all leather, including the stitching straps, loops, and button-like knots. So this is a chalitza shoe. The loops function as buttonholes. So these loops are basically buttonholes that on the other side, these... what he said over here, that they're buttons that fit into the loops. The Torah says na'alo ha'shu, to require that the shoe fit. According to the Torah, he need not own the shoe. However, the Rabban say it should belong to him, therefore the owner gives it to him to own. The Yavam walks in the shoe before Chalitza to show that it fits and that it is his. Okay. That's what I got for you. So again, even though our Gemara would seemingly come out that you should not use a minah l'charchila, like Rabba, Toisus is not it. Not like Rabba, the Gemara seems to come out. In other words, from the conclusion of our Gemara, you would think that you should not use a minah l'chadchila, like the Shita of Rabba. Toisus says, well, it could be we passing like Rabbi Yosef, or we don't have a sandal, we don't know what a sandal is, or everyone wears a minah. But it does seem l'halacha, we try as much as we can to be Yosef to some degree that it is considered a sandal, that it have hard leather, and so forth. Okay, everyone, thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha. If anybody wants to join, where Mishnah Yoimis begins tonight, Masecha Shviyas in the Shemitah year. So if anybody wants to join, we actually have a WhatsApp group for Mishnah Yoimis, 2 Mishnayos a day. You could catch it on the site, rabbidg.com. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful night. Kol Tov. Bye-bye. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.